Não te faz falta, carga, logo e me entrega. Pego com o somo, mas não quer ser paribina. Digo, estamos maia.
All the hits.
Welcome to the Lusaka Radio Main News. In the headlines, former Information Minister Tshimba Kambwili has been found with a case to answer in a matter where he is charged with unlawful assembly. The Lusaka Securities Exchange, LUSE, has proposed for the reduction on the cost of securities registration, which remains a significant barrier for new issues. In international news, Nepal's Prime Minister, K.P. Sharma Oli, has resigned as anti-corruption protests escalate, and at least two people have died so far.
9-7-7 News, all day, every day.
And now with the details. My name is Terence Makondo. Two ZNS officers have died under unclear circumstances while on duty at a ZNS furniture factory in Lusaka West. Confirming the development to Lusaka Radio News, ZNS Chief of Public Relations and Liaison Officer Brigadier General Mabel Nyone says preliminary investigations point to possibility of foul play. General Nyone says the ZNS is collaborating with the Zambia Police Service to establish the circumstances that led to the unfortunate incident. She indicated that the service is treating the matter with the utmost seriousness and urgency it deserves. General Nyone has since urged ZNS officers to remain vigilant and be alert while on duty.
977 News.
Former Information Minister Tshimba Kambwili has been found with a case to answer in a matter where he is charged with unlawful assembly. The court has established a prima facie to warrant the accused to be put on defense. According to his lawyer, Kennedy Mambwe, Mr. Kambwili will give sworn evidence and will not bring any other witness other than him. Lusaka Magistrate Kawama Mwangfugli has adjourned the matter to 25th September 2025 for mention and setting of dates for commencement of defense. Kambwili is currently serving a 5-month sentence in a matter where he was found guilty of hate speech by the Kasama Magistrates Court.
977 News.
Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwane, says that there is need for growth in the capital markets investment that will help create jobs. Speaking during a town hall meeting for the 2026 pre-budget meeting, Dr. Musokotwane says the growth in the capital industry should be consistent and accelerated on how the country can attract more capital for investment. And Dr. Musokotwane says government is ensuring that no one is left behind in investments, despite the narrative that has been driven by some sections of society that Zambians are being left behind in driving Zambia's economy. He says government is looking forward to a 24-hour economy and is ready to address all issues delaying the process.
One of the ways of getting sure in fact what I have been saying is different from God. For now, at the end of the day's process, but we need to accelerate the process. We need to accelerate the process for how we can attract more capital so that we avoid the sponsor.
And the Lusaka Securities Exchange, LUSE, has proposed for the reduction on the cost of securities registration, which remains a significant barrier for new issues. LUSE board member Chongo Chivalwe suggested for cap on the total fees to encourage more companies to list. He notes that while compliance is essential, the associated costs and complexity have become burdensome, citing the introduction of ICOFR as one issue faced by listed entities. Chivalwe says this list cost is discouraging participation and has called for reassessment balance between maintaining regulatory and enhancing market accessibility. He further called for strengthening fiscal incentives as currently issuers benefit from 1 year tax upon registration. Chivalwe has also recommended extending the fiscal incentives to a 5 year tax holiday to make listing more attractive. Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, has commenced nationwide staff training aimed at equipping officers with the necessary skills and knowledge to enforce 41 newly introduced compulsory standards in an effort to strengthen consumer safety and environmental protection. The training marks a key preparatory step ahead of the official enforcement of the new standards, which will come into effect on the 1st of October 2025. Speaking during the official opening of a training workshop for ZCSA officers in Lusaka recently, ZCSA Executive Director Gerald Shizinga says the new standards are a response to the rising number and complexity of products entering the Zambian market. The 41 additional mandatory standards cover a wide range of products, including solar products, food and packaging materials, carbon steel bars, fish and fish products, energy drinks, milk and milk products, fresh fruits and vegetables, tomato products, and table wines, among others. Chizinga explained that ZCSA will also engage stakeholders, including industry players, consumers, and the media, to raise awareness and ensure smooth implementation of the new regulatory framework. He has emphasized that the training will help officers improve inspection efficiency, ensure compliance, and respond to the growing regulatory demands brought about by the influx of varied products on the Zambian market.
Credible, accurate business news.
The Zambian National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, has called for the establishment of a marketeers fire emergency fund and partnerships with insurance companies to provide robust fire